What is up, everyone?
Hey, hey.
We are back.
Woo!
I'm so sorry, everyone. I know we've been on a little hiatus, but you know, life happens, things go on, but we are back.
I know you missed us so much. So here we are.
So in the month of July, it's actually ice cream month. So we decided to take a little trip to some ice cream spots in the Hudson Valley.
Yum.
I love ice cream.
Yes.
And ever since we did this, I've been like just craving it probably 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And I've been going on my own and getting ice cream. No judgments here. So Dana, what is your go-to?
So wait. Which,
like
spot, ice
no.
cream,
okay.
Italian ice okay. pop. I mean,
oh, Jesus.
I got it all listed
I should have known with this question.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be specific.
Okay. Let's start off with you're at home, right? You're just relaxing and you want to go there. Let's start with like the grocery store.
Okay,
right?
Perfect. Yes.
Boom.
Okay.
What's your go-to?
Grocery store, if I need ice cream, my go-to is 100% Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche.
Yes!
All the time.
Oh my God. Yes.
I mean, there's plenty of others, but like if I really want it, done. One pint to the face, everything's good.
Absolutely. And that's so funny you said that because we sometimes don't like discuss what we're going to ask or say before, but that is literally my go to.
Yeah.
Like my mom and I used to eat that religiously.
Oh my God.
So that's why it's just like so close and dear to my heart.
Yes.
And then my grandma forever would be like, dulce de leche, we're gonna get it. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's say your go-to when you go into an ice cream spot.
Ice cream spot?
Mm-hmm.
Weir's. Forget it. I already told you what that cake batter ice cream made me do that one night. That's for off
viewers
air.
Viewers discretion's advice. No.
No, that's for off air.
That's for off air.
Yes.
So do you have a go-to flavor? At all. Like, let's just say something, you know, what's your favorite flavor?
Yes, my favorite flavor of all time is cake batter,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very specific and picky about it. So my all-time favorite is the vanilla cake batter from Weir's.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me do crazy things. So I am obsessed with that one. I haven't found a good store brand cake batter that I love.
Really?
Haven't found one that really does it. So it's mostly like where if I ever go out to an ice cream spot, like a, you know, homemade ice cream spot, authentic one, I'll always try their cake batter. But I ask if it has the cake pieces in it,
mm-hmm.
I don't like it. And if it has like frosting in it,
okay.
I don't like it either.
Interesting.
And it has to be vanilla.
Yes.
I don't like chocolate cake. I don't like any chocolate in it. It's got to be complete vanilla, and Weir's makes it perfectly with rainbow sprinkles. We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that. Okay, so let's do a little ice cream trivia that I found online. Okay. That was kind of interesting. So, Dana, don't look. What state do you think produces the most ice cream?
So,
let's hear your thought process.
Initially, it came to my mind. I want to say, like, Vermont or Wisconsin?
Why would you guess those?
Because I feel like they do dairy and cheese and there's a lot of space
right.
in land and it's cold there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good guess. Are you ready?
Okay.
California.
What?
I know.
Oh.
Like, who would have thought?
Okay.
That's so random, right?
State, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So they produce the most ice cream?
Yeah, they produce the most ice cream. Now, I didn't go dig deep. Like, maybe produce the most ice cream in their state, but it did say, like, you know.
Interesting. I would not have guessed that.
I would not have guessed that.
I don't know.
So, and then a little fun fact. Most of the vanilla used to make ice cream comes from Madagascar and Indonesia.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Does it? I don't know. I know.
I feel like that's a flavor. Like Madagascar vanilla. I feel like I've heard
it. You've heard that before?
Yeah.
Madagascar vanilla. Well, if it's not, we need to make one.
Yeah. No, and also makes sense because vanilla is usually a little expensive. Like vanilla extract and vanilla bean.
Yeah, vanilla bean.
Is like, you know, relatively expensive.
Yeah. So that was just a little fun fact that I wanted to share with everyone. Now, we went to a few spots. The first we went to is the infamous Weir's ice cream. And I can't pronounce the other one. Blueberry Mountain ice cream, but what's the Z?
Which one?
Zogby's? You ever it's Blueberry Mountain ice cream.
Oh.
And then there's a Z in front of it. You ever seen it?
I didn't even know. I've just literally
called it.
Oh, I don't know. I've literally just heard of this place by word of mouth.
Yeah.
And I think I passed it like twice in my life. Yeah. But I just have known of people mentioning it. So I don't. Okay. Zogby's.
Zogby's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please clarify.
Please clarify, everyone.
I don't know.
Zogby's. Yeah. Then we went to the beautiful Belleville Farms Creamery in Warwick. And then I took a little trip to Ben's Fresh Ice Cream in Port Jervis. So let's start off, you know, let's mix it up. Let's start with Blueberry Mountain ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah. I got the Oreo. The cookies and cream milkshake.
Shake, yes.
It was good. That's probably my go-to if I get a shake. I don't know if you're into shakes like that.
Not all the time. I like hard ice cream because I like to chew it.
Oh, here we go.
I need it like really like, like frozen, but not icy frozen.
Right.
But like frozen hard solid. And I like to like, yeah, I don't.
So really you like hard ice cream over soft serve.
Yeah. Yep. Over a shake. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you were to get a shake, what would you get?
Probably. Oh, I didn't even think about this. well, I'll talk about it after. But if I were to get a shake, usually a strawberry, caramel, maybe cake batter, maybe vanilla.
Yeah. But
I usually go for like strawberry.
Strawberry?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I went to Freedom Fest. When was it? A few weeks ago. I forgot where it was, but they had a strawberry cheesecake milkshake.
Mm.
It was huge and it tasted just like a strawberry cheesecake.
Okay.
They had like the whipped cream and they had like, it tasted like the cake was inside of it, like the pieces. Oh my God, it was incredible.
Okay.
And like a strawberry. It
had, like actual cake pieces?
Yeah.
Okay, see, there. That's where I don't like.
It's like, oh, it's too busy.
And also, yeah, also, well, no, not necessarily too busy, but it has to be blended. And like also with a strawberry shake, I don't like it with pieces of strawberry in it.
Okay.
It's got to be more creamy than fruity.
Okay. And so because it kind of turns into a smoothie then. More than like a milkshake.
Yeah. And then I don't, and then it's like in between a smoothie because it's not quite a smoothie, but it's not quite a milkshake to
you
me.
You know, well, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm a little picky.
So I ended up getting the cookies and cream milkshake.
From Blueberry.
Now, how would you describe the atmosphere of Blueberry?
It was cute. Typical ice cream stand.
Yeah.
You know, literally the stand. You walk up to the window. They had some seating off to the side, plenty of parking. It's kind of like out there, though.
Yeah.
It's not like around. It's not like in a plaza. It's not like around things. But, you know, that's fine. Again, I probably would have never known of this place if I didn't work in Middletown and if I didn't hear anybody talk about it.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, you know, they home make their ice cream too.
And their waffle cones.
And their waffle cones, which was pretty impressive.
So you had a waffle cone.
With cake batter.
With cake batter.
Cream, yes.
What did you think of it?
It was good. I remember, I don't believe their cake batter had rainbow sprinkles in it. So it was just it was like regular plain ice cream. Like it looked like vanilla ice cream, which is fine. I like that. And I believe I added the rainbow sprinkles.
You did.
Too. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes if I'm feeling really like extra, I'll get some caramel on it too.
Ooh.
But that's as busy as I make my ice cream. Right. That's as far as I'll go. Yeah.
So I looked up the place and
There is mini golf.
Oh, yeah.
On the side.
Yeah. That's cute. Yes. Yes. Because when I passed it like one time years ago, I was like, what is that place? Is it like, you know, what is it? I didn't know. Because I saw the mini golf and it said ice cream and I was like, you know, so.
Yeah. So it's like a cute little spot. If you're around in Middletown, go with your kids or hang out and play some mini golf and enjoy some nice ice cream. Mm-hmm. The milkshake was good. I've had better, but I have to say I was impressed by it. Mm-hmm. Next, let's talk about Weir's.
Okay. My favorite.
Want to take it away?
Yeah, I love Weir's. I mean, it's right, it's right here. I mean, it's I live close to Weir's. I mean, everybody from my area goes to Weir's. It's like you go after, like I've gone after like school events or random times. It's just so good. Only thing that sucks is, I mean, I guess like most ice cream, authentic ice cream stands, they're only open seasonally.
Yeah. So they are actually open until after the Monday after Labor Day.
Yeah.
But you can pay with a card. Also, I want to mention that.
I think that's new, actually, after COVID. So, because I went last year after things started to open up.
Yeah.
And they were only doing online ordering. And you had the option to pay with a card then because before it was cash only.
Okay.
Which
a lot of ice cream spots are cash only.
Yeah.
But I never learned my lesson. I literally always come with a card.
Oh, I never have cash. Ever.
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 And my husband yells at me all the time, you need to carry cash. I'm like, I know.
But you're
But you have the cash.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way.
I'm like, but you have the cash.
Yeah.
So some of the flavors that I saw that were pretty unique when I saw online, spicy hot chocolate ice cream. Mm. It's a seasonal ice cream flavor featured hot chocolate flavored ice cream with cinnamon and cayenne chili powder.
Go for it, everybody.
That's
not my thing. Nope. Nope.
Like, we like spice. She's like, I love spice, but no.
No, in my ice cream, no. Goodness. You know, I'm not a big chocolate person, so that right there, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to mix spicy. Listen, though, don't get me wrong. I try anything. I will try anything. I'm not opposed to trying things, but, like, to get it, like, oh, my God. Like, I'll try it if somebody else gets it. Not, like, oh, I want to try that ice cream. Let me get a whole cone of it. No.
So I went to a wine tasting for our friend Lauren's birthday. I think this was last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember. And they had different things that you could, like, desserts that you could try with the wine. And one of it was actually, like, a dark chocolate with cayenne pepper.
Okay.
And that was actually pretty good.
Really?
I liked it.
I'm trying to think if I've had, like, a spicy chocolate before because I feel like that is a combo I've heard of.
Yeah.
But okay.
So that's what I would definitely try that. Another one is a pumpkin chocolate chip. It's the hard ice cream again. And they also had sweetest fish flavored Italian ice. Would you try that?
Again, I would try it. I wouldn't get it myself. I would like just try a spoonful. No, because that sounds a little bit too sweet.
Yeah. I know. These are like so crazy. And obviously Nutella, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Nutella.
I actually hate Nutella. I don't think we talked about this. Don't stop
listening,
everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could look at my face of disappointment.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do Nutella.
Okay.
Nope.
I need details.
Oh my God.
Okay, when did you have it? What made you not like
again,
it?
Again, so another thing about me is even if I don't like something, I do try it, like if it's around, because things change. Your taste buds change. You know, there's things I didn't like that I like now. So whenever somebody has Nutella, I always take a little piece because people love it. And like when somebody.
It's like a craze.
Like when somebody loves something, it almost makes you feel like you would love it. So it's like so ironic that I despise it. Like, I can't. It's just, it's okay. I'm not a chocolate person, like I mentioned before.
It's hazelnut. It's like a hazelnut
but
chocolate.
But that makes it like really bitter to me. So it's like really bitter chocolate. And I already don't love chocolate anyway. So then it's like bitter. And then I don't like that it's like warm and it's like a spread. That throws me off for some reason.
Well, have you had like a shake?
No. I would.
Well, I know you don't really like shake. Okay.
Too
chocolatey.
Listen, if you have a way that you might.
Yeah, we might have
I've had it with a banana before. Nope. Can't do it. I mean, on bread, I don't know how. That's just
a croissant, me, maybe?
It feels so dry and so. No, I. Oh my God.
You honestly, also, you're going to make Kyle proud because he can't stand Nutella.
He doesn't? Oh, I never met anybody.
I know.
Oh my God, this is great.
Now I have two people in my life that don't like Nutella.
Two people, and you're really close to, too.
I know.
I feel like that's weird. That's really rare.
That's really rare.
Because people love Nutella.
It's like a movement.
Oh man.
Like a craze.
Yeah, go for it. Please.
Okay.
All Nutella is all yours. I won't be having it.
Okay. And then the last one I saw was a apple cider ice cream with bits of apple and bits of apple cider donuts, which they actually get from Jones Farm in Cornwall.
Oh, I didn't Jones know that. Farm? You've been there?
What?
Oh my God. Jones
people.
Farm. That's
people,
another place.
People.
We got to do another episode.
I've
been going there since I was like a baby.
I love that place.
Yeah.
And their iced coffee, the ice cubes are iced coffee.
Are they? Okay.
Like,
I haven't been in a while. They didn't have iced coffee last time I went.
This was a few years back, but you know, I used to hang out with little farm animals.
Oh my God, the best.
And the donuts and everything, the honey, everything's so fresh.
Oh, we used to get donuts all the time. They used to even have a little like a little, like a carnival event type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
Years ago, I used to go all the time.
But that, yeah. the iced coffee was my jam.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time I've ever seen like ice cubes as the actual iced coffee
okay.
flavor.
So that when it. Yeah, I've seen it like online, but I've never seen it at a place. Did you see the bees?
No.
You didn't go on the back and see the bees? Maybe they don't have them anymore.
I don't remember that.
They have an entire like wall of bees where they make fresh honey.
Okay, maybe I did see it, but I don't.
Back in the corner.
Okay, so now I haven't.
Okay. Oh, I was obsessed with looking at that when I was younger, and I hate bugs, but I loved that you could see them so close, but mm-hmm. they were
and
like
to be protected. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like encased, and you could see like the comb, like the honeycombs.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I got to go back mm-hmm. and I got to relive that moment and check out the bees. So another thing about Weir's is maybe a lot of people don't know. So Martin Scorsese made a film called The Irishman. And they actually, like Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, I believe, was in it. Oh, no, just Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. They filmed the scene at Weir's.
Okay.
Have you seen the clip?
No, but I heard about this. It wasn't too long ago, right?
No.
Was it? It was
like last year.
Okay.
It's recent. Like the movie, I think, came out maybe this year. Maybe they filmed last year. I can't, but it was really recent.
Okay. There was another movie a few years ago when I was in college that was filmed like... I don't know really, but if people know the area, it's
yeah.
like where the trestle is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in Cornwall. It's like a huge area. There's like a train trestle that, and I know that there was a movie filmed there.
Well, the Hudson Valley is like huge now with film.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the scene was filmed there, which is kind of perfect because I didn't really think about it or assess it, but the way that Weir's looks. So the setting in the movie is like in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
And then when you watch the scene, like the font of Weir's, it just like screams like 1950s and
yeah.
like the red and the,
it does.
And I'm like,
right.
This is kind of crazy because you see everyone now in like plain clothes and things like that. But that was like a perfect area for them to utilize because you can leave it untouched. You don't need to do anything to it.
Yeah.
Because it just screams 1950s.
That's right. And you with your old soul, you'd be able to point that out. Like,
and I was
else.
Like, oh my God, this was so cool.
Yeah,
so they didn't have to do much to it. Like
yeah.
a lot of editing. And they just had to dress up in the 1950s and boom.
Nice. Look at that fun fact, everybody.
So at Weir's, I ordered a regular cone and someone put me on. Okay, so usually I would just get like the twist, like the vanilla and chocolate soft serve. Mm-hmm. And I would just do like maybe rainbow sprinkles. And then someone put me on Oreo crumbles. It was Lauren. Mm-hmm. So we went one time. It was like after Ryan's birthday. And we literally were like, oh, let's get ice cream. And he kind of fucked up because he's lactose. And we're all like, let's get ice cream, let's get ice cream. And it's
poor
like,
Ryan.
Poor Ryan, it's his birthday. Like,
oh, wow.
So he got like, you know, I don't know, a sherbet or something.
Yeah.
Like, not great.
Yeah, at Weir's.
At Weir's.
Yeah. Did they have lactose free yet? I don't know if we asked
No.
them that.
I think they just like the sherbet at most places.
That's right.
Yeah.
We did ask them
yeah.
and they said yes.
Just sherbet.
Oh.
But that like brings me back to that. I'm like, that was kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan. But I had the Oreo crumbles on it, and oh my God. So I'm more of a soft served than hard ice cream.
Okay.
But if I have to have hard ice cream, for some reason, I really like cookie dough.
Okay.
Because I like pieces in my in my hard ice cream. Because I like to dig, you know, me, I like to, I'm like a child, I have to play with my food. I like to dig in there and like twist things around. Mm-hmm. So the cookie dough is my jam.
Okay.
But I had the soft served chocolate vanilla with the Oreo crumbles, and Weir's is just so like creamy. Like I think about it, like what makes ice cream, what makes it good, you know? And it's that, that creaminess, that freshness to it. And when it's sweet, but not too sweet. Cause you, like, it's not like that artificial sweetener where they just pack all that nonsense in there.
Yeah.
And then with hard ice cream, some places you can kind of tell, like if it has like that burn, you know, when you like leave it in the freezer for too long.
Oh, and it's like icy.
Oh my God.
That's the worst.
The worst. And I've had it.
And it's like water and cream.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's so no, nasty.
It's so, yeah, that's why I love Weir's, because I feel like their ice cream is so cream. Like, I love cream. It's like cream and butter. Something that's creamy and buttery is like, and I feel like that's how their vanilla cake batter is.
Yeah.
It has like a butteriness to it.
So I was trying to like figure out, you know, like, I don't really know how to make ice cream or things like that. So, like, what's the difference between, like, soft served and, like, the hard? Do you know?
No. Just the way it comes out.
So, I guess, yeah, it's, like, soft serve ice cream has less milk fat. And, like, it's air that they utilize.
Okay.
Than hard ice cream. So, like, in order to make soft served, air is pumped into it to make it lighter and fluffier. Because that's why it's served in those, like, machines.
Okay, I don't like that. I'm disappointed. I don't like it. I thought it was just, like, you know, the consistency was different. I thought it was, like,
yeah, regular. Just like naturally.
It was just different consistency.
Yeah.
Like, the machine makes it softer.
Yep, so, like, the air, filter, whatever.
Okay.
And it just makes it softer.
Okay.
I don't know. That's I like hard ice cream, but for some reason that like soft, like melty.
Like licking it is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let me stop. No, I get it.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you just got the sherbet that day.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That day that we went. Yes. Well, typically my go-to again is the vanilla cake batter. Although the day that we went, I was like, full. I had eaten right before, and I couldn't handle. Although I did get a tub to go.
Yes, of the vanilla cake batter.
Yeah,
You know, I need to try it now because you were hyping this thing up,
and I don't like to do that because I feel like it's never as good as whoever says that it is.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's that good for me. So
where did you get the? And you got ice cream cake from there, right?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, explain.
Oh my God.
So what?
So they also have ice cream cakes. Now, their ice cream cakes are like your typical Carvel cake that you like get at the store, which everybody go buy a Carvel cake whenever you need one because that's where my boyfriend works. So he's, you know, it helps his commission. Anyway, little plug there. But so, all right, the Weir's ice cream cakes, I don't know if they have different varieties. I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that I've gotten before are like the Carvel cakes. So you can get them with the chocolate on the bottom, cookie crumbles in the middle, and then vanilla on top. And then it has like frosting, you know, on the outside. However, these cookie crumbles are actual Oreo crumbles. And now I know
I'm already sold.
I'm not a huge chocolate person. There are a few things that I'll randomly like. You know, sometimes I'll crave an Oreo or like a chocolate chip cookie randomly, but I don't typically gravitate towards those things. But I would much rather an Oreo cookie crumble than like the regular chocolate cookie crumble that comes in like the store
bought
ones.
Right.
So the first time I had a Weir's cake and I realized, and then not to mention it's the homemade ice cream, the creamiest vanilla, even the chocolate was good to me because it was just so creamy. And oh my God, it just changed my life.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just...
I'm happy to hear that.
Puts other cakes to shame.
I love ice cream cake. You know what? Maybe I'll get it for the boat trip. Oh. Just get ice cream cake.
Okay, yes.
There, boom. Yeah. Done. Done deal. Okay. Now, the next place we went to was Belleville Farms Creamery. Mm-hmm. And that's in Warwick. They are open right now until October 30th. Mm. So, which I thought was interesting. That's
late.
That's late, right?
Yeah.
Usually it's like Labor Day is like the cutoff.
I guess they have heat in there. I hope they do.
But yeah, all their ice cream is homemade. Mm. They have sundaes, waffle cones. It's ridiculous. They had one that I wish I would have tried. White chocolate ice cream with raspberry swirl and dark chocolate chunks. Mm. So, you've never been there.
No.
Yes. No, which I'm shocked.
I don't venture out too much.
Like, when I think of ice cream places, this is the first one that always comes to mind because it's like the total package.
Yeah.
Now, I've been there before, but you haven't. Yeah. So, I want to hear your first impressions. What did you think?
Okay, so first of all, it's in Warwick, so it's out in like in between farmland. Right. So leading up to it, you're seeing farms and cows and just things that are, you know, harvested. So you're already kind of like getting into that, right? And then you pull up to this place after driving for what seems like forever, and it's like up on a mountain, and it's beautiful. There's a huge like overlook, and you can see like for miles, and this ice cream stand is just like perched up there, and it's like again like kind of like off like a back road.
Yeah, like it's like a white picket fence, and it's like farm. Yeah,
it's just like it looks just fresh and, you know, creamy and just like a, you know, like you're on a cloud.
I know.
Eating ice cream. You're like up in the sky on a cloud eating ice cream. You can like see down below.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. And I recommend everyone to go. Mm-hmm. Like this place is unreal. Mm-hmm. And on a beautiful hot day, I mean, we had to really eat our ice cream fast. It was
That was the only downside.
I was like, what the hell?
It was melting really quickly. And I don't like my ice cream soft. So I was eating really fast and I do not eat fast.
Yeah, but you ate.
So that was a struggle, but I did it because it was so worth it.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So I had the Belleville Bog, which was dark chocolate ice cream with fudge swirl and brownie pieces. Now, you're obviously going to notice a theme with my choices and then with Dana's choices. Mine are like...
The busiest compared to the simplest.
She's like cake batter. And I'm like, okay, but throw some brownie pieces. Throw some this. You're throw right. some that. Some other stuff they had. They had a spicy chocolate ice cream with a hint of cinnamon.
There goes that spicy chocolate again.
Aztec chocolate. Okay. And, you know, your regular stuff like strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. Mm-hmm. And then every day they actually switch up their flavors since they make it themselves. Mm-hmm. So check out their website and their Facebook for their daily flavors. Mm-hmm. What did you end up having?
It was like the caramel one.
Cute, right?
Is it on there? I forgot what it was.
Hold on. Salted caramel crunch. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. This one actually is pretty vanilla with caramel swirl and butter candies.
Okay. It's a little busy.
A little busy.
It's a little busy.
But we're improving.
But I loved it because it was so like creamy and buttery, perfect combination that I love. And I really do like caramel. You know, it can be a little sweet sometimes. That's why, like, I can't always add it, but it was good with that. And then, yeah, there were, like, these crunch candies in there. Like,
it looked really good.
Yeah.
And we took a cute picture. I can't wait to share with everybody. Mm-hmm. It was so nice. And then we were driving and we saw the cows.
Yeah. I know.
They were so cute. I was
like, are those the ones that made our ice cream?
I know.
You can't help but to think. I don't know.
Okay, question. When you went to school, like growing up, did they ever take you on a farm and like go milk cows?
No. I definitely never milked a cow. No.
Okay. So I have once when I was younger, and it definitely was the weirdest thing. Like, I don't know. In my mind, I'm like, why are we doing this field trip? I don't know.
Okay.
Would you ever milk a cow?
Yeah, I would try that. I'm trying to think.
It was freaky. Like, they're just so large. And imagine, like, me, a child, so traumatized.
Oh, my God.
By these big-ass udders.
So, well, that's what I said when we passed those cows on the way. I was like, wait, where are their udders? I was like, wait, what? Because, right?
Wait, let me zoom into this photo. They're there, but I think when not, it's
only when they're, like, lactful. They're lactic.
Yeah, they're lactic.
Oh, man.
Like, obviously, they're not gonna, you know.
Okay, so it's only, like, now, wait, is it the same as, like, a human? Like, after they give birth, that's when we get the milk? Is it their, like...
No, I don't know what, like, makes them... I don't know.
After they give birth, it has to be.
That can't be the only time that they're...
Unless they artificially do it.
No.
Which, no, I think I mean, do. I think I've heard of that. People don't like that because, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. We're very uneducated, clearly. I didn't grow up on a farm.
I didn't grow up on a farm
at all.
No. And... But they were very cute, and that was really funny when you said that. You're like, where are they? But then when you zoom in on the photo, there they are.
Okay.
They're right there.
They're just not, like,
they're just not, like,
engorged.
Okay, we're done with that. Oh, my God. So, one last place that I checked out is Ben Fresh Ice Cream. And you said you've been there in the past.
Yeah.
Had a little cute solo date with yourself.
Yes.
Doing some work. So... I've checked this place out. They apparently have, like, really good burgers and food.
Yes, they had a burger
like
there.
That.
Really good.
And then they had this, you know, sign, and it said ice cream. I was like, you know what? Let me take a little trip. It was, like, 20 minutes. I went with my roommate, Stu. And I had a sundae. Okay. I usually don't go. I like to try new things. I haven't had a sundae in so long. Dana, their vanilla ice cream. What?
Creamy.
Creamy.
Okay.
I was stunned.
Sold.
I don't know what I was expecting. I was just like, all right, you know, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I don't think I got ice cream that day. It looks like a little, like, cafe place.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like an ice cream place.
You know what it reminds me of? Like, again, you know, Weir's has it, like, 50s theme, but, like, it reminds me of kind of, what is that one place? Johnny Rockets.
Okay.
You know, it has that feel. It's like, oh, you can get a burger and like a burger and a shake.
Yeah, and burger fries and a shake. Yeah.
And it's like so brings me back to like Back to the Future movie. I don't know why I'm thinking of it.
Okay.
But when they go in that one area and they have, but yeah, like Johnny Rockets.
Okay.
So it gives me that vibe and it's like, it's kind of, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it was super creamy. It's super nice. I mean, Port Jervis is a little spooky to me.
I know. I didn't know what I was getting into that day.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, one of the main reasons I went there was because it was new.
Yeah.
It was new that, like, when I had gone, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. And with our job, I mean, our old job, we had to just travel in that area. Mm-hmm. So if you're there, you might as well just find something.
I had a great time.
It's cool.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's nice. So if you are around the Port Jervis area, I definitely would recommend Ben's Fresh Ice Cream.
Yeah.
And you can get a shake, a malt shake. And they had ice cream floats and, like, ice cream sodas.
Oh, not my thing.
I know it's not your thing.
No.
But I really love, like, my husband loves a root beer float.
Mm-hmm.
I love the, like, creamsicle one.
Oh, with cream soda.
Oh, my God. And the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No. Way too sweet for me. Can't do it. And then the ice cream melts, so no.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay, hold on. Side note. Shake Shack milkshakes.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that you brought that up because
I'm like, there has to be.
Wait. Oh, my God. Yes. Because when we were talking about shakes at the beginning and I was talking about the strawberry shake, I wanted to talk about Shake Shack, but I didn't want to, like.
No, talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Dana's ready to flip this table.
Oh, my God. Shake Shack.
Unreal.
The best shakes ever.
Unreal.
I don't care what you say. I don't care if you disagree, okay? Shake Shack and Weir's Vanilla Cake Batter Ice Cream are on the same exact level.
Yeah.
To me, they are perfect. A Shake Shack shake is perfect. It's like the perfect shake. It's perfectly thick and creamy, and the flavor is so perfect. And it's like a strawberry shake. It's not fruity.
Yeah.
It's creamy strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, Shake Shack is like on a whole, you're right. Good. It is on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
It's so, so good. And another place like the burger and shake, you know, that's like mm-hmm. the greatest elements
yes.
ever, mm. ever. Let's just rank from like our favorite to least favorite. So what do you think out of all of them, what's your favorite? So we got, well, you haven't had Ben's Fresh ice cream.
No, yet, I didn't have the ice but cream.
But we can do Weir's, Belleville, and Blueberry Mountain ice cream. Mm-hmm. All right, top three dogs right here. How are you ranking them?
Okay, I can't say anything but Weir's, so I have to say Weir's because I'm just that obsessed.
As number one?
I'm just that obsessed with their vanilla cake batter ice cream.
That says a lot.
Yeah, it's a thing. It just makes me do crazy things. It's just puts me in. Oh my God, it's so good. So, and again, I know it is familiar to me. It's like, you know, had it for so many years and everything. But the Belleville place in Warwick, their ice cream was so good too. It was really like Weir's level. It was up there, and you know,
and the view is just add the element.
That's what it is too. And again, it's like literally like in the country. It's like you're on a creamery, like a farm that has a creamery. Like, you know, I mean, I feel like
how much more authentic can you get?
Yeah, it's just, you know, so yeah, I just have to say that was second. And then Blueberry Mountain was not bad, but the other two were better.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that as well. Mm-hmm. So my ranking system, I'm going to put Belleville first for me because of the view. And also kind of same thing how you say with Weir's has that, like, you know, everlasting memory and impression on you. Mm-hmm. When I used to go to Mountain Creek, because it's right in Warwick, so it has easy access to Jersey and New York. It's like,
it's out in Warwick.
Right? Yeah. So like, you know, you can go to Greenwood Lake, go to Jersey real quick, and then you could like head towards where we are pretty decently. And every time I used to go to Mountain Creek on my way back home, we always stop there.
Mm-hmm.
So love it. It's great. I have to put it as number one. Number two, I'm going to have to say just because of variety, you know, like Ben's Fresh, the quality was there, but they needed, I guess, because they also do food, you don't want to overpower and do too much. But Weir's just has, and me, you know me, like the spicy hot chocolate ice cream, the pumpkin chocolate chip, the apple cider donut hard creativity. Ice cream, yeah. The creativity of it. I have to give it to Weir's for second. Then I'll put Ben's Fresh third, and then Blueberry Mountain fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Also because, like, I feel like the outside, the ambiance of Blueberry Mountain was okay.
Yeah, it's kind of off, like, a main road, like 55 speed limit. Road.
Yeah. what are some notable mentions that you would possibly provide people, like, hey, we check this place out if you've been here already. What are some other spots maybe in your mind
you'd
recommend?
Mary Jane's in Newburgh. It's down 9W, like past the Alexis Diner. I've gone there. I've had their soft ice cream and their hard ice cream. They have a lot of variety of homemade ice cream. I've had their it was like a cinnamon bun ice cream. That was really
good.
It was similar to, like, if you've had Ben and Jerry's cinnamon bun ice cream.
Yes.
Which I don't know if they make that anymore.
I don't know. Ben and Jerry's has like some crazy flavors.
That's too much for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had like a cinnamon bun ice cream that I've had. Their cake batter is really good too. And I've had, like, you know, their regular soft ice cream. And I think they have food, too, like hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm not totally into that with an ice cream stand.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know. That's the other one that I would say to check out. That's,
For me, Trailside Treats.
Oh, in Goshen. Yes.
Because
that one's good, too.
Okay, talk about a cute date.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe hanging out, if you maybe saw a movie or did something, dinner, and then you want to have a little late-night snack, a little dessert. Go on Trailside Treats in Goshen, because it's right on the trail. Grab some ice cream, walk on the trail. How freaking cute is that?
Yes. That's great.
But Trailside Treats. And then someone on our podcast Instagram, they said Piermont Creamery.
That was really good.
Right? You saw that?
Yeah, I haven't heard of that, but that definitely looks good.
So Piermont in Piermont, New York, Piermont Creamery. I definitely want to check that out.
It's a little far for us.
It's a little far for us, but
on the way back from the city or something.
Yeah. You know, I definitely want to expand and check some things out. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have any recommendations, definitely let us know. Mm-hmm. It's been so much fun doing this episode. Yeah. We missed you guys. And we will be back for another one very soon.
Yes.
And don't forget, guys, to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Please find us on Instagram and follow and share on bite.me podcast. And do not forget to subscribe.